Confucianism Today by Louise Slavicek. 1. More than 2,500 years after Confucius's birth, his teachings continue to influence the schools, governments, and social systems of China and its Asian neighbors in many significant ways. 2. Why has Confucianism remained a vital force in Asia for so long? Perhaps the most important factor in Confucianism's lasting success is that it is more a system of ethics than a religion. It concentrates on how to live well in this world instead of on what may happen in some mysterious afterlife. Confucius never claimed to know the final truth about God or the universe. He wanted to teach people how to think rather than what to think. Consequently, Confucianism has been able to exist side by side in East Asia with such popular religions as Buddhism and Shinto, the national religion of Japan. There is no reason why a person cannot be a Confucianist and a Buddhist or a Shintoist at the same time. 3. That Confucianism has remained a strong influence in China itself up to the recent present day may be the most remarkable aspect of its enduring popularity. After the Communist Revolution of 1949, China's new leader, Mao Zedong, launched a vicious crusade against the philosophy. According to Mao, Confucianism was evil because it promoted the selfish interests of a wealthy, highly educated minority. As part of Mao's anti-Confucian campaign, schools were closed, scholars were humiliated publicly, and ancient shrines, including Confucius's own tomb, were vandalized. 4. Mao soon discovered that Confucianism could not be uprooted easily in China. The philosophy was so ingrained in Chinese culture that it had become an essential part of being Chinese. For 2,500 years, Confucius's ideas had been passed from one generation to another in the form of popular sayings and common sense wisdom. Confucianism was just as an ancient philosophy studied by a handful of scholars. It was a powerful force in the lives of countless peasants, factory workers, and other ordinary Chinese. 5. After Mao's death in 1976, China's new rulers gradually abandoned his losing battle against Confucianism. Confucian shrines were restored, and Confucian texts started to reappear. More recently, some government officials have even gone so far to hail Confucianism as one of China's greatest contributions to world culture. During this new era of openness, Confucianism is once again becoming an important source of national pride for the Chinese. 6. During the early 1990s, while China's leaders were warming to Confucianism, East Asia's recent economic boom was spurring scholars around the globe to take a fresh look at the philosophy. In trying to explain why the East Asian economy was the fastest growing in the world, many pointed to the influence of Confucianism. They said that Confucian emphasis on education, hard work, and family provided the foundation for East Asia's economic success. Recently, however, the region's fortunes have changed dramatically. This has prompted a new scholarly debate about whether Confucian values actually harmed or helped Asia's economy. 7. 2,500 years have passed since Confucius walked the earth, yet today his ideas are more widely discussed than ever before. In the ancient philosophy of Confucianism, people still are finding much that is relevant to their own lives and to the understanding of the world around them.